Although the anti-government protesters have gone home, Thai army troops are still present at key locations in the capital, Bangkok, and the city remains under a state of emergency. The Thai government has issued 36 arrest warrants for supporters of former Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawat. The charges relate to protests that ruined a summit of Asian leaders last Saturday and an attack on the current Prime Minister's motorcade. Four leaders of the so-called red shirt protesters already have been arrested. The government also has issued a warrant for Mr. Thaksin, who lives in exile, for inciting violence that was intended to force the current government to resign. Mr. Thaksin was ousted in a coup in 2006 and now lives in exile. He frequently used video links to urge the protesters to fight harder. Chris Baker, an author and commentator on Thai politics, says the recent violence in Bangkok damaged Mr. Thaksin's credibility.
For his faithful supporters, he will always have enormous value and enormous sort of symbolic attraction, even though he may have failed them. And I think the biggest thing is now is that he has become totally unacceptable to an even larger number of people than he was even a couple of weeks ago. That means any return of him to the scene would be totally divisive. So I think he's not part of a solution anymore.
To ease Thailand's political divisions, Baker says Prime Minister Apisit Wachachiva should look for ways to reconcile with pro-Thaksin politicians and to call elections within a year. But many familiar with Thailand's political scene say Mr. Thaksin is unlikely to restrain his supporters. Krisak Chunawan, a member of the governing Democrat Party, says Mr. Thaksin will press on with his protest campaign.
Knowing Thaksin, he has no remorse at all. I mean, the intention to cause incredible damage to the country was clear.
Mr. Thaksin is very popular among Thailand's poor and rural residents. However, many middle-class Thais and urban residents consider him corrupt and authoritarian. He has been convicted on corruption charges but fled the country to avoid prison. Mr. Bumiput lives in a Bangkok neighbourhood hit by protest violence. He also thinks Mr. Thaksin will seek to maintain political influence.
Mr. Thaksin, he will never give up. Somehow, I think he has to protect a lot of people here. Somehow, you can see from his reaction and the way he tried to go announce to the world. I think his time is over, but I think he will kick around until the end, until he dies.
No matter what Mr. Thaksin does, questions remain about how the protests here were handled. Krisak with the Democrat Party says there is particular concern over the failure of the military and police to keep order at the Asian summit last Saturday.
A few hundred of the red shirt managed to attack the ASEAN summit and going from room to room looking for Prime Minister in harm's way. That the Prime Minister was attacked twice, you see, with no apparent security around at all to protect him. Attacked and escaped death or being wounded with the skin of teeth.
Human Rights Watch has called on the government to step up an independent commission to carry out a prompt, effective and impartial investigation into the recent violence and hold accountable those responsible. In protests and clashes between the red shirts and the military that began last Thursday, at least two people died and more than 100 were injured. Most of the injured were protesters. Although the red shirts abandoned their efforts to force out Prime Minister Apisit, many vowed to eventually resume their protests. They say the current government is illegitimate because it came to power after court rulings ousted two elected pro-Thaksin governments. Ron Corbin for VOA News, Bangkok.